Hey, welcome back to Gospel Rant. I'm Dr. Bill Sinyard, and as always, at least recently, I'm here with my youngest daughter, Allie, and we're going to be talking about the Enneagram and what that means, what it looks like, and finally, what difference does the gospel make to people who are whatever numbers, whatever the nine numbers. We've gone through numbers 1 through 4, and today we're going to look at Enneagram number 5, the investigator. Allie, we've talked before we went on the air, and I wonder if I'm a 5. You're nodding, but we can't hear what you're saying.
You want me to respond to that?
I guess.
I am on the firm belief that you have to decide on your own.
Well, okay. All right. Well, let's go through it. This is from The Road Back to You, an Enneagram Journey to Self-Discovery. And this is what the author says about what it's like to be a 5. 1, I can take care of myself, and I think others could do the same. Well, that's check. That's me. 2, I don't always say things out loud, but in my head, I'm pretty sarcastic and cynical. No, I usually am sarcastic aloud. 3, I often feel awkward around other people. Sometimes. 4, I'm okay if people ask me a few specific questions about myself, but I don't like it when people want too much information. Oh my goodness, I'm so tired of visiting all the time. 5, I need time alone, definitely, particularly creatively. 6, I want people to know how I feel. Oh, when I want people to know how I feel, I will tell them. I generally wish they wouldn't ask. Check. 7, I think thoughts are more reliable than feelings. Not so much. 8, I need a couple of days to process an experience, or weeks, and know how I feel about something. 9, people are wasteful. I hold on to what I have. Not sure what that means. 10, often I find that I would rather observe than participate. Oh, often. Definitely. 11, I trust myself. That means I think about things for a while and then I make my own decisions. Absolutely. 12, I can't understand why people get together just to hang out. Yeah. Okay. 13, I'm a listener. Check. 14, I have to be very careful with my time and energy. 15, I get tired when I have to be with people for too long. Definitely. 16, as a matter of fact, I think we're done here. No, not quite done. 16, I often felt invisible as a child. I wanted to go off on myself. Sometimes as an adult, I choose to be invisible. 17, sometimes I think I should be more generous. It's hard for me. 18, in groups, being uninformed makes me very uncomfortable. Yeah, I think that's common for everybody. 19, I don't like big social gatherings. I'd rather be with a few people. Yep. And 20, material possessions don't make me happy. Yeah. Maybe I'm a 5, Allie.
Yeah, and I do think like some of those isolating or escapist tendencies apply to some of the numbers for different reasons.
Yeah.
So, but we're not here to diagnose you, so I will let you.
I thought that was the whole point of this entire series.
Lean into that. Which, by the way, I will say, I initially said that you were a 5.
You did, and my other daughter says so as well. I'm not disagreeing. I'm thinking. I feel very comfortable with 5s. The other quote I mentioned to you was a childhood. Let me see if I can find that because I thought this was really insightful. And it really did fit my background. And, of course, I won't be able to find it. Now, here we go. Many 5s I know, the author says, grew up with parents who were intrusive or engulfing. And my parents weren't intrusive by any stretch, but they were engulfing, particularly my mother. While others describe childhoods that lack affection or deep, meaningful interaction with their caretakers, we just didn't talk about emotional things for a lot of different reasons. We were more into facts and information and stuff like that. And so the author says, 5 kids take refuge in the realm of their minds. And I did. A lot of fun times cruising the woods in the back of my house with all kind of fantasies and action characters. It was just a lot of fun. Some of my best times I remember was exploring and investigating on my own. Not that I didn't have a lot of friends. I did. But I also cherished the times I hung out by myself. Boy, I sound terrible.
Well, and I do think like I spent...
What am I doing with a podcast?
No, I don't think that's terrible. I think there is a lot of confidence that comes with being comfortable by yourself. Mm-hmm. And I will say, like, I also played a lot by myself and was imaginative. I wouldn't say that I craved being alone. Yeah. And I wonder if that's where the motivation difference lies. But, yeah. But you could definitely be a five.
Yeah. I wonder if fives also do well on stage and performance and lecturing. Because they can be alone behind a mask in a role.
I would say it probably depends on the specific five and how that kind of comes into fruition. So somebody who we're close to is a five very, very deeply.
Yep.
And has said, even this this past week, was talking about how energizing sharing information that she's confident in is, because in growth you go to eight, which is eights are very open about what they think, right? Like they are saying these things, and eights are very high energy. And so a five can become very high energy when it's something that they are an expert in or
feel passionate about. Exactly right. And for me, it would be discipleship and church revitalization and the gospel and those sort of things. Yeah, I love talking to people, even large groups about that, one-on-one. But that's after lots of research and working out the details and trying some things and being confident that I'm right. And then I actually have something to offer.
Yeah.
But if I go into a conference, I don't know, like the author said, and don't know anything about it, I'll be quiet. I don't need to speak up and try out my points.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so tell me about fives. What have you got? Healthy fives, average fives, unhealthy fives. What do you want to talk about, Dr. Allie?
Just as a reminder, I am wildly unqualified for this. So, according to Enneagram Institute, which I think is a really helpful resource, the basic desire is always to be capable and competent. So understanding social norms is really big for a five. Whether or not they fit in to those social norms, I don't necessarily know if it's important, but they must be capable and able to understand the demands of a situation.
In their own minds.
Yeah, which is why, and you mentioned not being able to understand what somebody is talking about, or if like you don't know the reference or whatever that might be, makes a five very uncomfortable. So often fives are known as the investigators, or I've heard them described as collectors. So people who observe and take information, and information is energy. Information is power. Fives are one of the lowest, I think nines are the lowest, energy levels. But it's not that they're low energy. It's that they're very aware of their social energy. So fives are typically able to say, I'm done here.
Oh, really? Definitely. Or want to leave. I'm done. Time to go home.
Yeah, which I really honestly respect about the fives in my life. They can say, like, I want this or I don't want this. And it's very kind of point blank of, I have nothing left to give this situation, or if I, you know, or if I'm not a valuable part of this conversation.
Yeah.
Then I don't need to be a part of it.
That would be a healthy five, right? Because an unhealthy five would have maybe some shame related to that.
So I would say that could be true in health and in unhealth. In that, if you could choose to say, okay, I don't need to participate in this conversation, that would be a healthy situation. Yeah. But also the feeling of, oh no, I'm incapable of participating.
What's wrong with me? Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think both can look like escaping or retreating. I've heard it described as like a five will go find their cave, right? Where they can be in control of the information.
Or just sit there and be creative.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And I think fives are people who value knowing things very mm-hmm. deeply and all mm-hmm. of the ins and outs and all of the facets. Mm-hmm. So a five is going to have an answer mm-hmm. to a question. Mm-hmm. I've heard one of my dearest friends who is a five, we often talk about the Enneagram and kind of the ins and outs of our relationship and how we differ in the way we process things. And one of the things that she will admit that really gets under her skin is when somebody has an opinion or they say something in a conversation that they have no reason to say, mm-hmm, or they have mm-hmm. no evidence to back it up. So if mm-hmm. somebody has an opinion mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and then says, I don't know, I just think that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It drives her yep. insane. And she won't listen to you. Right. Like yeah. it becomes yeah. a, then why are you talking?
Right, right, right. Really you haven't earned the right to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I love. Cause I'm like, well, it makes me really, it pushes me to really know what I'm about to say because I know she will ask versus a lot of people who are just kind of trying to make conversation. Yeah, five is yeah. like, no, like that, yeah. that makes no sense. Why would you
yeah,
say that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say, thank you for sharing. Next.
yeah. 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 But I do see fives as people who, and maybe this is unfair, but my experience of fives are people who also very much understand themselves. Like there's a huge self-awareness piece there because they are researching, right? They are gathering. And so they're also doing often, and maybe this is a healthy five thing,
yeah.
but often doing the same thing with themselves and saying, okay, this is my limit. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. This gives me energy. This takes from me. Mm-hmm. This type of conversation is very interesting to me. This one is not. Mm-hmm. So often can mean when something that is not in their wheelhouse is happening, they mm-hmm. can respond mm-hmm. Maybe negatively or run from it. Mm-hmm. Or it can push them to then go research that topic and become aware. Yeah.
It sounds like fives can also be rude and maybe a little looking down at people. I mean, if you're not as knowledgeable as me, perhaps, why are you speaking? Or, you know, you've said your piece, now we're done. Even though the person wants to talk more.
Maybe. I think in my experience, what that has looked like is where me and my five friend will disagree. She will often say, I need you to help me understand what you're saying because I disagree and I want to collect the information. Oh. So I think sometimes it can come across as this kind of brash, like what?
Yeah,
no,
yeah. No, but you're if you wrong.
Can, right. But it often, at least in my experience with mm-hmm. the few people in my life that I'm mm-hmm. kind of thinking of, it typically looks like a, no, you're wrong. I'm going to give you the opportunity to convince me.
Okay.
Because I do want to grow and learn. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's not about looking smart, right? It's mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. being well informed. Mm-hmm. So if you can better inform me, great. Mm-hmm. If not, mm-hmm. then maybe you should figure out what you are an expert on and yeah. come back to me, you know?
I mean, do fives typically hang out with fives because they sort of think the same and, you know, as... it would seem like an interesting conversation with two fives in the room who have different expertise.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you can really make a generalization. I do think it would be interesting to hear lots of fives talk. I've heard some talk of it being energizing for fives to be around higher energy numbers.
Like an eight.
Like an eight or a seven. Mm-hmm. Or... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the idea of a five and eight is an interesting combination to me and sounds very mm-hmm. passionate and heated. Mm-hmm. I know the indecisiveness of nines can be frustrating to fives, but also intriguing to fives because it's just not a common concept that is dealt mm-hmm. with by fives. Mm-hmm. Fives do not tend to be indecisive.
Right.
But I mean, I think this is true with any people. You get two fives that disagree, right? It's going to look a little messy.
It could be a debate. Yeah. Or they could both decide to leave at the same time. I'm done. Me yeah. too. Hell, this is, right. See you later.
Right.
How about relationally? I mean, it doesn't sound like emotions or emotional awareness is big with fives, typically.
Again, I think it depends on what topics fives decide to be experts in. So I think self-awareness is a huge part or emotions are a big part of self-awareness, right?
But I mean, being in touch with your emotions, not just knowing about them.
Yeah. Maybe that would be difficult, but I do, mm-hmm. I do think I've experienced fives who are able to talk about their emotion. And like it said on the list, if I want you to know about my emotions, I'll tell you. There is this idea of like, don't just try to connect with me by having emotions at the mm-hmm. same time, right? Like mm-hmm. connectedness comes through intellectual connection, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which could be talking about emotions and how we experience them.
The Road Back to You says some famous fives: Stephen Hawking, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Bill Gates. That's a good crowd.
Yeah.
Albert Einstein. Sounds like some smart people.
Yeah. Yeah. And five's core emotion is fear. So it's the fear of being incapable, right? The fear of being incompetent. So I do think that fives experience emotion very deeply. I think all numbers experience emotion very deeply. It is just expressed differently.
So unpack the fear thing. That what would a five be afraid of? Getting it wrong, not being expert enough, losing mental capacity. What would fives be afraid of?
I've heard it described once that fives are afraid of misunderstanding the environmental expectations, if that's fair to say. So that could be like a social norm thing of like if a five didn't realize that they were supposed to be prepared to do something a five was ready for a certain type of social interaction and then the plan changed and they all of a sudden are not prepared for it.
You're just exposed as being not ready, not smart enough or expert enough on the topic.
Right. Because I don't think fives necessarily need to fit in, but they need to understand what's going on.
Yeah, it seemed like fives are not into chit-chat either. Is that right?
Probably in general as a whole. I think basic chit-chat that doesn't expand the mind at all.
Right. Doesn't add to the topic. Yeah.
Yeah, because if something isn't interesting.
If we're passionate about something and it's just chit-chat all around us, it seemed like five would go, I'd like to talk to somebody who's passionate about the same thing I'm passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah.
A think tank type thing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. See, some of the best years of my life were in management consulting or in church consulting, where I was working with other people who were passionate about that, even if we disagreed. Because the conversations were great.
Yeah.
It was like we were developing a topic and filling a topic up.
Right.
That added to general knowledge. Yeah. It just seems reasonable to me.
Yeah.
So maybe I am.
Which, and I would say, I think all people would enjoy talking about people that are passionate about the same thing as them.
Okay. I mean, I think I know people who just, or passionate about chit-chat.
Well, and I would say often that motivation comes from a passion for connecting, right? Like to find a common ground with someone, which often looks like, chit-chat. As you would put it, chit-chat.
In the best possible sense. I mean, I don't mean that derogatory. It's just chit-chat. Mm-hmm. It's just maybe I do. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm finished with this conversation. All right. So talk about wings.
So the five can either have a six or a four wing. The five with a four wing, I've heard is I can't think of the word, but essentially there's the largest disparity between the two, because okay. five is head centric yeah. and four is heart centric. Mm-hmm. So fours are driven by emotion. Fives yeah. are driven by intellect.
Wow. How does that go together?
Yeah. So great question. Hmm. Yeah. So I think the people that I know that are wing four are often more emotionally aware. They hunger for depth, all over. So like that includes depth of, academic conversation. And it also includes depth of, emotional understanding. And, yeah, it's an interesting, but I hear that it is a, there is a conflict there of mm-hmm. am I acting out of head or heart, mm-hmm. and constantly going back and forth between mm-hmm. logic and mm-hmm. emotion. Mm-hmm. The six wing, sixes are kind of driven by this loyalty and relation to an authority figure, whether that be submitting to an authority mm. or mm. rebelling, and sixes mm. can look like opposites. So a five with a wing six often is kind of finding their place in a society, like mm-hmm. by being an expert in something. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I guess I would come back to that kind of loyalty mm. thing. Sixes are also often confused with ones in that they're like, they tend to be problem solvers, like go-getters, mm-hmm. like they are prepared for everything. And so a five with a wing six is going to put that knowledge to action.
Okay.
Probably quicker. Whereas a five wing four, mm-hmm. I would think would be more likely to kind of dwell and ponder mm-hmm. and wonder mm-hmm. and be in mm-hmm. those dark spaces. Mm-hmm. Whereas a five wing six would be, let's figure this out, understand every nook and cranny, and then go fix it.
Hmm. I guess of the two, I would connect more with the four. Hmm. I'm just that emotional kind of guy.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You're just every number.
I think we're learning that. It's amazing.
You beat
the
system.
Like I said, I'm between 1 and 9, I'm a 10. So what is an unhealthy, five look like? We're going to lead into what differences the gospel actually make to an unhealthy or average five.
Yeah. The unhealthy five is supposed to be somebody who, tends to isolate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The
fear aspect of it.
Getting overwhelmed by mm-hmm. ideas and maybe mm-hmm. fearful of them. Mm-hmm. So I would expect that fives would be, like unhealthy fives would be big into like conspiracy mm-hmm. theories and like, well, this could be true, right? Like researching.
Aluminum foil hat stuff.
Right. Losing faith in hope, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So depression.
Right.
But a fear-based depression.
Right.
Anxiety.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of research and evidence to back up your mm-hmm. idea in there.
Right, right, right.
And nothing matters. When you
aliens. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I said, fives are a little bit of an anomaly to me, so I understand mm-hmm. some of what they are. but I think, mm-hmm. yeah, that unhealthy level, what my understanding is just at the basic level, the need to isolate and then knowing the basic yeah. dangers of isolation.
Yeah. And there's an isolation maybe out of fear, but there's also a isolation out of disdain for others who aren't up, haven't done the research and haven't paid their dues.
Yeah, probably.
And maybe silence them a bit.
Right. Right. And in stress, they go to seven, which is an escapist mentality, right? It's mm. it's sevens have an avoidance of pain mentality. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so when a five, yeah, when they isolate themselves, they're trying to avoid feelings, escape to their mind, and become
mm-hmm.
just a brain, right?
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's hard to be a brain. It's just hard. it's a burden.
Right. It is such a burden.
So what difference does the gospel make? And let me remind our audience of what the gospel, we're talking about the simple, uncluttered gospel, boiling it down to its core. Jesus follower, strictly because of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. God has to love you as you are, not as you should be or could be. And I guess for the five, that would be whether you're intelligent or an expert or seen as intelligent or as an expert. Because of what Jesus did, God has to love you. You can't mess it up. You can't add to it. And we get it that sometimes you don't experience that, but you can ask the Holy Spirit to make God make yourself feel how much God honors you, is proud of you, and loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would that, how would that resonate with a five? I mean, does that take the pressure off of a five? Do I not need to prove myself? Do I not need to get honor and people recognize me here because God's filled my cup a little bit? Hmm. A little freer to make mistakes and explore and not be the expert, perhaps?
Yeah, I think my initial reaction is to look at that like isolating danger and saying, one, like, because of the gospel, like, you are never alone. I don't know if that would be encouraging or frustrating for a five, right?
Right.
And then I think coming back to that fear of being incapable or not able to do anything. I think, right, knowing that, like, you are loved as you are, so you're not, you don't need to be an expert. But again, I think that would be frustrating for a five.
It could be.
So maybe acknowledging, like, like who you are was made uniquely.
Yep.
And just, I think, thinking through, like, these things that fives dive so deeply into, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. the Lord created those things. Mm-hmm. And also, like, his command, right, was to rule over and to, like, creation was not made as a simple...
Yeah.
Like, for the simple-minded, right? Like, it was made for people to deeply enjoy. Mm-hmm. So I think, like,
it's got levels.
Yeah, just, I mean, even just on, like, an action-based or an object lesson, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like, this was for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you are mine, and I know. Yeah. I know how your mind works, and also I've created.
Child.
Yeah, dig deeply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also think I was thinking also about the fear aspect of it. You said it's one of the fear Enneagram numbers. The whole idea in 1 John 4:18, perfect love casts out fear.
Yeah.
So the freedom to play in this creation without fear, that does seem exciting to me. Hmm. It allows for more creative juices if you're not trying to protect failing or getting it wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we're well over time. I think we spent a lot of time, and rightly so, on this very important number, number five. So is there any last thing you want to say about Enneagram number fives?
Love ya.
Oh, yeah, there it is. We've covered it. Yeah, tip of the hat to the five that we both know and love.
Right.
Who has added to our understanding of being a five. God bless her. Anyway, okay, thank you for listening to this gospel rant on Enneagram. If you like this, make sure you check out the ones we've done previously, and we'll get to Enneagram number six in the next podcast. Thanks for playing. Thank you, Allie. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.